Welcome back to My Seminary Life. I'm your host, Brandon Knight, and I guess it makes sense that if we're doing the four-year anniversary special of the show, that the 200th episode of the show would be just right around the corner as well. Once again, folks, you have been listening to 200 asterisk, more like 214, because the Fish Friday episodes are part of their own number system, and I think the old school One More Things episodes also used to be part of their own numeric system, so it may actually be more like 220 episodes, but we are on the 200th main continuity episode of the show. I am making sure with Kung Fu Pizza Party that I do not make that same mistake, and just everything is on the same number thing now. Of course, it is a little bit awkward when you're doing the 200th episode of the show right after doing the four-year anniversary special of the show, because both of those kind of demand either to be retrospective or big or something. And so it's kind of weird to do like a big retrospective episode last week, and then here I am for another big celebratory moment episode. And honestly, for a while, I was like, I have no idea what I'm going to cover here on the show. Other times, whether it was episode 100, 150, a lot of the other like big number episodes, they kind of like are in a spot. They came out during a time where I was like, oh, I know what we could do. We could do this, because it was kind of like part of a series or splintered off a little bit from a series. But since we're in a very new world here with MSL, doing things very differently around here, a little bit more fluid, a little bit more relaxed, there was a little bit of this moment of like, oh, I don't know what to do, and my creative juices are a little bit tapped at the moment. So I decided that for this 200th episode of the show, you know, just last week I talked about just how in 4 years, how it just seems like oddly impossible that the show has already been around for 4 years, and yet also it seems like that was a lifetime ago at the same time. I realized after the fact that there was something that has changed over the past 4 years, actually within the past year, within the past 6 months, there has been a pretty big change, and that I didn't bring it up in the episode, or maybe I just mentioned it briefly, and it's been something that I've mentioned briefly here and there throughout the show in these past few months. So I want to talk about here on the 200th episode my fairly still recent addition to the board of directors with a local nonprofit called Love Inc. of Greater Hammond. So Love in the Name of Christ, or Love Inc. for short, is a national and I think actually slightly international. I think there is some international locations. Is a nonprofit that mission is to help churches help people. That is what they're there to do. They're not there to replace the local church, but rather to be an assistant, a guide, an extra boost in helping local churches serve their local communities. I am part of the Greater Hammond location. So we serve 4 cities and towns in Northwest Indiana: Hammond, Highland, Griffith, and Munster. And if you're not from around here, now you know 4 places that I frequented during most of my early days, especially Highland and Griffith. Not so much Munster. That's where all the rich kids lived. But I grew up in Hammond and spent a lot of time in Highland and Griffith. Griffith still to this day has a lot of like local shops. It's a kind of a local shop. They have like a local shopping district area that's a nice little downtown spot. And Highland was like the hub of all of the like big box store retailer kind of places if you wanted to get your like shopping done, especially at Christmas time. So just to kind of give you a little bit of a picture of the communities themselves, Love Inc., like I said, partners with local churches and creates a network of churches. And so when I was first approached about the idea of joining this board of directors, when I went to the church's, or excuse me, when I went to Love Inc.'s website, I was initially anticipating seeing basically all the Baptist churches in the area just in one big long list. I was actually pleasantly surprised. Instead of just seeing every Baptist church or every non-denominational church in those four cities listed, instead I saw this very diverse group of churches represented, from Pentecostal to Reformed, ELCA, United Methodist, Episcopalian, just several different kinds of churches all brought together to love their communities, which I talked at length in the last episode about. I mean, it was really the central focus of the episode, about my anti-denominational views being changed over the past few years. And it's also been well documented within recent history. It's been well documented my frustration with the lack of unity and constant dividing over issues within different churches and within church itself, within its own local congregation, the many divisions that do exist and how easily we like to divide. And so for me to see a nonprofit that says, okay, we acknowledge the fact that there are differences, but we also acknowledge that we need to love our neighbors and that we are all part of the body of Christ. And so we will step into the middle, kind of work the middleman spot, and we will unite these different kinds of churches together with that focus of delivering love to our neighbors. And seeing a nonprofit wanting to do that, and have been doing it for a very long time. Love Inc. is not a new ministry. They've been around for decades now. This location is still relatively new, but the ministry itself is still has been around for a while. But to see a ministry that was stepping into the middle there to try and bring churches together to work together to love their communities, I was like, okay, I think this can be both a part of my healing process and processing within all of the issues going on in my head with the church right now. And also, this is just like something that I want to be a part of. I don't just want to sit behind the microphone and complain. I want to be out and about and a part of the solution. And so to me, this was an opportunity to be a part of a solution. So the general framework of like how this all works is this: Love Inc. in their jurisdiction partners with area churches. They're called network churches. Okay. So they call them network churches. And the primary function is that then Love Inc. works with these network churches to set up what is called gap ministries. Love Inc. is basically focused on, you know, those times where someone walks up to a church and, you know, they knock on the door and say, hey, I've fallen on hard times. Can you give me some money? I need help with this. I need help with that. Or just, again, kind of that vague, like I need some money. Rather than the church just throwing the person $20, a Speedway gift card, whatever the case may be, the network churches and the Love Inc. home office, or the Love Inc. office within that community, goes a step further to try and personalize and restore a bit of dignity to the person. So rather than just knocking on the door and say, hey, I need help with this, or hey, can you give me some money, or somebody in a congregation needing assistance and is having a hard time finding specific assistance, these gap ministries go into action. So rather than just throwing them $20, the churches in the network or the home office can say, well, what do you need? What are the essential things that you need right now? And then Love Inc. pulls their network churches together to assist this person, and not necessarily just on a one-time basis. Some of these gap ministries are set up to be a reoccurring monthly support until that person is no longer in need of that support. And gap is an appropriate term to describe these ministries, because by and large, a lot of the ones that are currently set up within our network of churches are essentials that can sometimes slip through and can suddenly become like, oh, how are we going to like live life without these things? So there's some of those like standard ministries, you know, standard things that a lot of churches do. Like there's a couple food pantries. There's one that focuses on coats. But there's also a gap ministry that focuses on cleaning supplies. There's one that focuses on linens, you know, pillows, sheets, all that kind of stuff. There's a furniture delivery network gap ministry thing. I've totally butchered that line. But there's all these different ways that Love Inc. then tries to fulfill those needs of that individual. And what's great about it is, like I said, they try to not only personalize it, but restore some dignity to that person, because it can be hard for a person to admit need. That is a big thing. And so rather than just, oh, you need a coat, well, here is a coat that has been out of style since the 1970s, the person in question who may need a coat, they are brought to the coat closet gap ministry and are allowed to choose. Pick whichever one you need. Take what you need. Take, you know, they have hats and scarves and gloves. It's the Midwest, y'all. You gotta bundle up. So that kind of a thing. You know, there is a personalization to it. We are aiming not to treat people like projects, but as people. Every person who is encountered through the ministry is prayed with, for whatever need that they may have, or just prayer over the person, to even people who just like swing by to drop off donations. You know, it doesn't just have to be the people who are focused, you know, people who are being served by the ministry. It's people who are serving the ministry as well. The ministry is definitely bathed in prayer. Another good example of how this ministry returns dignity to people: if someone is in need of a bed frame or a dresser, the moving van doesn't just show up with a bed frame and a dresser and like, okay, here you go, here's some prayer, bye. Like, they go in ahead of time, scout out the location, measure, verify what they have in storage. There may even be instances where they have to have like a call to action on social media and put out a blast of like, hey, we're looking for very specifically this kind of furniture, because you don't want to donate something. You don't want to give something to a person that isn't actually going to serve them well. Can you imagine, like, you're just showing up with a dresser and it's like far too big to be inside of this apartment that people live in? Like, this is part of like the ministry, the churches involved, the volunteers who may not even be a part of a network ministry or a network church, but are just people who want to volunteer. All of these components fit together to be people who want to go above just like the, you know, it talks about in James, be warm and filled. You know, you can do more than that. You can do more than just slip somebody $20. You can do more than just pray with somebody. You can also go in and go that extra step to see how can I specifically serve you. Now, like I said, a lot of the majority of the gap ministries that we have currently are to fulfill very specific needs that are very common, very essential items. There's even a undergarment gap ministry, just like that kinds of things. But what's cool is that the Loving National does not mandate, like, you have to have these or you only can have these. Part of, again, what makes Love Inc. so appealing to me is that they're continuing to double down on this. How can you best deliver love to your communities through your network churches? So there are churches, or there are networks of churches in other communities that have very unique gap ministries. There's a Love Inc. in Alaska who one of their gap ministries is to clean up roadkill, because, you know, around here where I live, maybe it's similar to you, roadkill looks more like the occasional possum or squirrel on the side of the world, on the side of the road. In Alaska, roadkill can look more like big old moose or big, you know, big bears, you know, like animals, full size, like animals. And so this roadkill gap ministry will go in, clean it up, and then salvage what they can off of the animals and have a like meat gap ministry that they then deliver ship the meat, the salvaged meat too, because that's the other really cool thing. We had our volunteer thank you lunch back in April. I got voted in March, and I was I got to go to the volunteer celebration luncheon the very next month. And so what was cool is that, like, the network churches are really supposed to, well, network. They don't just network with Love Inc. itself. They network with each other. And it was this really cool time of sharing testimonies. They're called love stories, is how they call it, is how they talk about it. This really cool time of these different volunteers sharing love stories of, you know, how their specific gap ministry served people during that calendar year. And every single testimony ended with somebody across the room saying, hey, I run this gap ministry. There's some overlap here. Can we connect? Like, truly, like, networking to serve the kingdom of God, to expand the reach of the kingdom of God. And I love that. I get excited. I'm getting excited right now just talking about it. So I'm excited to see, you know, I believe my term on the board lasts for 3 years. So I'm excited to see, you know, what will happen in the next 3 years. You know, will there be opportunity to expand to other gap ministries? You know, other Love Inks, they have like basically a free Uber system where somebody is designated to drive people around to doctor's appointments or go pick up groceries, you know, that kind of thing. There's Love Inks who they have like a yard care group that goes out and, you know, shovels the snow, cuts the grass, rakes the leaves, all that good stuff. There, you know, the idea at one point has been floated around to do kind of like a community exercise thing to be available for people who want some physical fitness. Like, there's a lot of opportunity. There's plenty of opportunity for growth. There is obviously hoops and obstacles to run through to do that. And part of my role on the board of directors is to also do fundraising. No, this is not going to immediately turn into a pitch to you listeners to send us money. That's not where this is going, but like that's part of my role. And one thing I am spearheading that I am actually going to ask you all to do, if you don't mind, is that I have been given the task of revamping the social media because I'm a young person who knows the social media world well. Who would have thought a podcaster knows how to use social media? So currently I've been running the Facebook page. That's been my first specific focus. In time, going to expand out into, I think they are indeed on other platforms, YouTube, Instagram, the artist formerly known as Twitter, but I am currently focused my attention on Facebook and then going to kind of bring these other ones in and expand out more. And it's good. It's giving me opportunity to kind of use some creativity. If you've probably have noticed, or maybe you haven't, that like I've pulled back on the My Seminary Life social media and I'm just kind of running stuff through the Anne of Zion Ministries Podcast Network Facebook page now. Kung Fu Pizza Party has its own Instagram, and you know, even I consolidated rebranded the YouTube channel to be like this place where it's very specifically like all video content that I make. So trying to consolidate, but this is allowing me an opportunity to use some creativity. And it's been fun to see just like already the growth that is taking place on Facebook. But a lot of that comes down to we went from posting periodically to almost daily now I post, and that has really helped engagement, bring new people to the page. So excited for all of that. But all of that information is really for the like creators out there who like that kind of nerdy, like, let's talk about engagement and insights for a minute, folks. But if you would like to just keep up with this ministry, I know there are listeners all across the U.S. and even some internationally. So, you know, the Love Inc. of Greater Hammond, you know, you're just kind of like, if you follow the page, I'll drop a link to it in the description of this episode. You would be following it just more so out of the niceness of, oh, I know Brandon's designing these posts. Cool. But hey, check out the Love Inc. national page or search Love Inc. insert your state's name here and see what if there is one in your area, especially if you're like into this whole like church unity, trying to rebuild bridges where things have just kind of continued to crumble and decay because again of all the isms and ists that are out there. Like this might be, it's very fresh still. Like I said, I got voted in March and I've only sat in on like 3 meetings so far, but it has already been a healing, reshaping process for me as I go through all of this church hurt that I'm dealing with. And so if you're kind of in that place as well, see what's available. If you have one in your local community, and if it's anything like mine, I'm sure they need volunteers or would be happy to take that old bed frame that you have been keeping in your garage for all these years, and it's just time to get rid of it. Finally, do it. Get rid of that bed frame already. So yeah, I am excited to be a part of this. It even gives me opportunity to teach a little bit. There's like a devotional time each board meeting, and I get to do those every once in a while. That was one of the episodes for Fish Fridays, if you recall. And I should do the one I just did recently for like a YouTube video or something. But yeah, if the kind of continuing, even though this isn't intended to be like a series, trying to continue a little bit these thoughts that have been coming through my head lately of like, there is an issue. How do we process? How do we celebrate those who are doing it well, who are trying to bring these pieces together to still remain the body of Christ? Because, hey, Christ is the head, right? Jesus is still the head of the church, unless you're Catholic or Anglican. I'm kidding. That is a joke. You just have other people. Hey, shout out to the new Pope. He's from my area, kind of. actually the first miracle the Pope has already performed a miracle. There's people in Chicago who are claiming the suburbs as part of Chicago. That's not a thing. Way off track now. But trying to continue a little bit this thread of like, let's take a moment and celebrate those who are actually doing this well. And maybe this will give you, listener, the opportunity to connect with a Love in the Name of Christ location near you and be a part of a ministry that is looking to deliver love, helping churches help people in a variety of ways that brings a bit of social justice. It's a light tap of social justice, of bringing dignity and worth, seeing the Imago Dei in other people. Keep your eyes out for that. Keep your eyes out for that. And that might be a part of your healing, or continue to expand your love for the beautiful diversity of the kingdom of God, just like it is slowly working in on me. Thank you all for listening to today's episode. If you haven't yet already, which would be ridiculous because the show has been around for 4 years and at least 200 episodes, you should rate and review this show wherever you get your podcasts. I will stop being passive aggressive about this after this episode. And if you pass this episode along to a friend, maybe somebody who, maybe you're really into this idea of Love Inc. and you want other people to know about it, pass this along to somebody that you know. And if you want to reach out to me, I had to remember where I was at in my head. If you want to reach out to me, you can always contact me at emailseminarylife@gmail.com. Again, that's emailseminarylife@gmail.com. Please check out the other great shows here on the Anazao Ministries Podcast Network, including The Homily, Let Nothing Move You, and of course, my sister show, Kung Fu Pizza Party. It's all things Karate Kid around there right now, although it's starting to transition out of the karate and nothing but Karate Kid into some different things now. Got to catch our breath a little bit before I turn my attention to all things Mortal Kombat. Words that some people, I wonder if some people just tune this part out because they're like, I'm actually here for the theology. Thanks, Brandon. But then there's those nerds who are like, ooh, did he say Mortal Kombat? Yeah, Mortal Kombat. It's coming. Mortal Kombat 2 is coming soon, folks. Kind of. October. If Warner Brothers doesn't move it, because, you know, it's Warner Brothers. But yeah, check out all the other great shows here on the network. Thank you all for listening again. This is Brandon signing off, reminding you as always that theology is for everyone, so keep on studying.